Kumlana Bakimara, it's Eder Shabbos Mevorchim, Chedish El. We are in Daf Hey Amud Aleph by the two dots, about 12 lines from the top. So we're still continuing talking, discussing this Kaira that has to be within 20 Amud, this beam that goes across and straddles the two sides of the opening of that street, or that cul-de-sac, and therefore that serves as a reminder or as a wall to enclose that area so that you should know that this partitions off this cul-de-sac from the rest of the Shusarabim. But there's also a minimum. It has to be, we already raised this yesterday, it has to be a minimum of 10 tfachim from the ground. So now the Gemara discusses. We were discussing first an Agra of Yosef and Abaya, if it's too high, so you have to fill the ground beneath. Is it only one tefach of ground that you fill beneath, like Rabbi Yosef said, or is it actually four tfachim into the mavui? And the final reason we said was Abaya, was what was Abaya's opinion. He was worried that over time it will sort of diminish that buildup that you made, and it will reduce in size, so therefore we have to have a big buffer. Now we're going to talk about if it's less than 10 tefachim high, the only way to be able to walk in Amavi is you have to dig underneath it, so that you should have 10 tefachim. And the question is, what kind of an area should it be? It says the Gemara, if it was less than 10 tefachim, so what you have to do is you have to dig underneath it to agree to meet the height of 10 tefachim from the base, from the ground to the pole. How much should you dig? How deep should you dig? If this bar, let's say, is only 7 tefachim raised above the ground, you have to dig 3 tefachim. If the bar is 8 tefachim, you don't have to dig 2 tefachim. So what's your question? We're talking about the depth. We're talking about the, in the ground. We're talking about into the mavi. How far into the mavi? We had an argument for 1 tefach, 4 tefachim, when it's 20 amos. What about when it's 10 tefachim? How far into the mavi do you have to go? Now, here the problem is when it's... if the beam is less than 10 tefachim, and then therefore you don't have a partition. We learned before, in order to be a partition, you have to have a minimum of 10 tefachim. If you're above 20 amos, it's not possible, just that it's not perfect. Here, but below 10 tefachim, you don't have a mechitza at all. And therefore, we need to create a mechitza in a mavi. So there's a certain length to the mavi itself that has to exist, where this mechitza is 10 tefachim and goes into it. The question is, how deep in the mavi do you have to go? So Rabbi Yosef says, Dalit. Rabbi Yosef says, you need 4 tefachim, 4 tefachim. This time he says 4 tefachim, because the minimum size of a mavi, of a street, is 4 tefachim, as we'll soon see. And Abayah, no, Arba Amos, you need 4 Amos. You have to dig in the ground a distance of 4 Amos, that the entire 4 Amos should be 10 tefachim below that Kaira, because he says the minimum size of a mavi of a street, that a mavi has a leniency, that the fourth side, even though it's wide open, all you need is a little post or a beam across, and that's good enough. The minimum size of a street, we call the street, has to be 4 Amos, not like a base of 4 tefachim. Says the Gemara, what's going on here? Lemo, let us say, but the Rab Ami, Rab Asi, can we forget? They're arguing what Rab Ami, Rab Asi had to say. The Itmo, we learned, Mavi, Shenifritz, Mitzidah. Let's say you have a street. Remember, Mavi is three sides. And then Nifritz, Mitzidah, you have a breach on one of the sides. So you have, let's say, a breach in this cul-de-sac. You're walking in, you're facing in the cul-de-sac, and on your right side, you have a breach. And that breach is right towards the beginning. As soon as you walk into this cul-de-sac, into the street, right on the right, there's a wall on all three sides, and you walked into the fourth side, which is wide open. On your right side, straight away, there's a breach. So the question is, what's it then? Does it break the third wall? It depends. If there is a wall, the breach took place further down. In other words, the first four tefachim. If the first four tefachim is the wall is still intact, and then after that there was a breach, only after that, then we say that the opening we will treat as a doorway. Matir bepirza adesa. Then we don't mind the breach is up to 10 amos wide. Why? Because we're going to say you have already a mavi here, because the minimum size of a mavi is 4 tefachim, and then there's a breach after that, maybe 9 amos wide. That's a door. There's a door on the right side also. You don't have to have three sealed walls. You're allowed to have doorways. You can have as many doorways as you want. But v'imlav. But if not, let's say that the partition where the kaira is from the beginning of the street to where the breach is less than 4 tefachim, then it depends. Then you don't have a mavi here. So then it depends. Pach is mishleisha. If the breach is less than three tefachim, then we use the rule we learned a couple of days ago that it's called lavud. We imagine that it's not even a breach. We imagine that it's closed off. And therefore, matir, you're allowed to carry them. However, shloisha, but if it's wider than three tefachim, then you have a breach. Then we no longer have a mavi, because the wall, the partition that abuts the koda is less than four tefachim. It's only three and a half tefachim, which means you don't have a kosher mavi. So clearly from here it seems that the depth of a mavi, the minimum size of a mavi, is four tefachim, like Rabbi Yosef. Is Rabbi Yosef, Isid Rabbi. It seems Rabbi Yosef agrees with Rabbi, and Abaye less than Rabbi. Rabbi doesn't agree with Rabbi. Of course, Abaye, four tefachim is not enough. You need four amos. Abaye would say the same din as Rabbi, but he would say if the partition is four amos into the mavi, and then you have a breach, we allow up to 10 amos because it's a doorway. But you need four amos a minimum. So obviously, Abaye disagrees with Rabbi. Amloch Abaye, no. He said, I don't disagree with Rabbi. There's a big difference between his case and my case. Why his case is sufficient for tefachim, and I say you need four amos. Hasam safe mavi. There you had a mavi, it was intact, and then something happened, suddenly you had a breach. So we're going to be lenient and say, as long as you still maintain four tefachim, that's enough. Hach over here, tchilas, mavi. That was once the mavi has been labeled as kosher, and then parts of the wall broke down, as long as you have a four tefachim wall left over, that is good, and doesn't lose its hechsher. But if you want to create a mavi, then you need a minimum of four amas to say, this is called a mavi. So Abaye says he can't prove to me one way or another from there. Now Abaye says I need to support my theory that a mavi has to have a minimum distance of four amas, depth of four amas. Because we're going to learn in order to qualify to be a mavi, you need a minimum of two courtyards entering into that mavi, spilling into that mavi. Then the mavi becomes a common street. If there's only one courtyard, then this mavi is really an extension of the courtyard. When does it become a street if there's more than one courtyard? Now remember, each courtyard should have a minimum of two houses sharing the courtyard. So we're going, you know, from a one house, individual houses, to a courtyard, which is a bit more common, and then from courtyards to a street, which is again a bit more common. Now, the minimum size of a doorway in a chatzar has to be four tefachim. So he says, so think about it. How is it possible to have a mavi? If a mavi is only four tefachim in depth, how do you have two chatzeres in there? The chatzar has to have a doorway of four tefachim. If each chatzar has a doorway of four tefachim, one on the right side, one on the left side, then you have no walls at all. Where's your wall? You need three walls. Where's your wall? Because it has to be wide open to be four tefachim, an entrance to a chatzar. Impossible. Therefore, he says, a mavi is four amas in depth, and if on each side, or even on the same side, you have an opening of four tefachim for each chatzar, and there you have it. That's his proof. Ain mavi nitibelech v'kari. When are we lenient by a street that it's sufficient to have a post or to have a beam? You need to have two houses in each chatzar, and then two chatzars open to it. Now, the bedal, the entire depth is only four tefachim. Has a possible... Because a doorway has to be a minimum of four tefachim wide. If you put the two chatzeres four tefachim wide, there's no door, there's no walls. The chitema, the pasuk devin tzoy, there's a simple answer to defend Rabbi Yosef. Abai says, you want to defend my Rebbe? It's very simple. You'll say that it's not on the sides. You'll say that it's the opposing wall, the wall that is opposite the entrance, and the width, the length of the mavi is four tefachim, but the width might be ten tefachim. So therefore, you can have two chatzeres. Each chatzer has an opening of four tefachim, plus you have a little bit of wall. If that's how you can make it happen, but you can't. Because we have another rule regarding a mavi, which we already mentioned before, that a mavi has to be longer than wider. So if the width of that wall is 10 tefachim, then the length has to be a minimum of 10 tefachim plus. And therefore, it's impossible to have a depth, or let's say a length of four tefachim. Baruch Nachman, Akhtinim, we have a rule. Ezel mavi shebelech v'kodesh. What kind of mavi can it be that's sufficient to have a post or a beam? Kol she'arka yosav arach. We need two criteria. One is that the length should be longer than the width. Should be a street. And number two is the batei v'chaser p'suchim l'teicher. So how's Rabbi Yosef going to answer? It's a very interesting question. But Rabbi Yosef will say, how's it possible to have a mavi that's four tefachim long when you have to have two chaseres entering it, and you can't be that the opposite side should be any wider than the length? Rabbi Yosef, that's very simple. The pasach le bekeren zavis, you open it in a corner. In other words, on the very, you're standing facing the cul-de-sac, on your very right corner, the very end, and the very left corner, the very end, that's where your chatzar enters in. It eats up one tefach of the wall opposite the entrance, and eats up three tefachim on the side wall. So therefore, you still have one tefach on each wall remaining, so it's a four tefachim wall, and it's possible to have two chatzeres inside a chatzer. Okay, so that's how we deal with that. No proof one way or another. Amar Baisa Dabai, I'm going to bring another proof. Amar Chama, Amar Abuna, Lechi Haboilet Midoifne Shel Mavi. So what happens, the very beginning of the Mavi, you have you're facing your cul-de-sac, but you're standing and facing it, and the very entrance to the Mavi, where the wall begins, there's also a horizontal wall going to the right, outside the Mavi, and part of it extends to the left, into the Mavi. So you have in the Mavi, it's not a post that was set aside specifically for the Mavi, it's part of a wall. So the din is, says Rabbi Chama, named Rabbi Huna, Lechi Haboilet, Midoif Neshel Mavi, if you have a Lechi, the wall that goes into the Mavi, if it's less than 4 amas going into the Mavi, even though it's part of a wall that goes outside the Mavi, if it's less than 4 amas, we can treat it as a post. You don't have to put another post to allow you to walk in this cul-de-sac, because everybody in the cul-de-sac can see that wall sticking out. They'll understand that must be the end of the street. You don't need another one. But if the wall is dalad amas, then if the wall itself is 4 amas, then we're going to treat that as a mavi, and v'tzorich lecha achla tidei. If the wall itself was 4 amas, that it's a fixture, then it's not good enough anymore, and you need a separate mavi to. We're going to treat then that this wall is just a part of the wall of the mavi. It's no longer considered just a lechi that was put up there. It needs another lechi to allow you to carry in that point. Why? Because since the length of one of the walls of a mavi has to be a minimum of 4 amas, so if you have this wall that's extending itself into the mavi, that's 4 amis, it becomes a wall of the mavi. So you need another lechi to allow it. But what is he clear from here? That the length of a mavi is 4 amis. Because if this wall is less than 4 amis, we can treat it as a lechi. So this rabbi said, proves my point. But Rabbi Yosef says, again, no proof from there. La fuke mitoy, and it's not talking about the same thing. I'm talking about establishing a street, and I say the minimum depth of the street has to be 4 tefachim. Here you're talking about you want to cancel a wall and say it does not count as a lechi. La fuke mitoy is lechi. If you want to cancel the wall that's extending inside from a lechi, ad the ika arba amas, then you need up till 4 amas lemevi mavi to treat it as a mavi. But generally speaking, lemevi mavi, to create a mavi, then even 4 tefachim creates a mavi. To create a mavi, then even 4 tefachim can make a mavi. However, you want to remove the status from being a lechi, then it has to be a wall of 4 amas. Because then it looks like it's a permanent wall. Anything less than that, people can view it as a lechi. So again, the moment that you're changing the variables, it's not talking about establishing a mavi, but something else. Abaye and Abaye, both of them say the rules are different. Gufa, let's analyze what Rambam Chama said. If you have a wall that is sticking out into the mavi and it's part of a wall, if it's less than 4 amas, it itself becomes a lechi. You don't need another lechi to allow you to carry in the mavi. If that fixture, that permanent wall, extends into the mavi, in the front of the mavi, more than 4 amas, then need them mishum mavi, because it's part of the walls in the mavi. But sort of lech achati, you need another lechi to be matter than mavi. Says the Gemara, yeah. Oy, so lechi heichem amidish. You're telling me that sometimes you need another lechi. Where would you place that other lechi? Abutting what? Either muki labahed, if you're going to put it right next to the 4 amma wall that's standing there, then oysufu de kamaisele. It just appears like you're extending the wall further. People won't realize it's a lechi. So where do you put that in the lechi where you need additional lechi? The Gemara, Rabbi Rants, over the Papa, the Mukula, the Gisela. Papa says, you put it on the other side. You don't put it where the wall is butting out. You put it on the other side where there's no wall. And then you put the lechi so everybody can, it's visible. Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Yeshua says, no. I feel tame with the Mukula Bahad. Rabbi Huna, the son of Yeshua, says, no. You can even put it on the side where the 4 amma wall is extending. But what you do is, either the matfi bay, you either make it taller than the rest of the wall, so it's obvious it's not part of the wall, or you make it lower than the rest, or Rashi has another pshat, you make it thicker than the rest of the wall, or you make it thin the rest of the wall, so therefore everybody can tell that it's not part of the wall. Something more further, then comes along Rabbi Huna and says, Omer Rabbi Huna Yeshua, loy Omra, when do we say this whole din? When do we say this whole din? If the minor is wide 8 amas or greater, then we say this whole din. Then we say that, look, if you have a wall, a permanent wall fixture, going into the width of that mavi, taking up, eating up 4 amas, then you need another lechi. That's provided that you have an open space of four amas. No, the entire opening is four amas, is eight amas. Avo, we'll soon see why. Avo b'mavi shiva. Let's say the entire entrance is seven, and this wall took up four amas of that entrance. Then you don't need another lechi for a different reason altogether. You know why? Because basically we'll treat it as if you have a fourth enclosure. As if it's totally enclosed. Because we have a rule, and we have this in Sukkah and Shabbos, Oymid meruba ala paritz. If you have more wall than opening, it's as if there's an entire wall there. Because Avimavi Shiva, Nite ba'oymid meruba ala paritz. But if it's the street is only seven amas wide, and you have a fixed wall there that's four amas wide, then basically you have four amas of wall and three amas of opening. That's called Oymid meruba ala paritz. It's treated as if it's enclosed. Now, where do we know this din of Oymid meruba ala paritz? We know it regarding a chatzar courtyard. But we are going to equate a mavi to a courtyard. In fact, we're going to make a kal v'chomer. If by a courtyard, which is stricter, has certain stringencies, and yet we are allowed to treat Oymid meruba ala paritz as if it's an entire closure, then surely we can do the same thing by a mavi. And what's the kal v'chomer? The Gemara explains. The kal v'chomer mechatzar. We'll make a kal v'chomer from a chatzar. And what is that? He says here, Ma chotze, she'enoi niteres belechi v'kaida. If you have a courtyard and it's open on one side, we're not going to give you that allowance, just put a little post. You have to make a terza pesach. If you have an opening by a chotze, you have to make a post on both sides and a lintel on top as if it's a doorway. We're not going to be lenient and say, oh, put one post on the side is good enough, or put a beam across is good enough. So madr chotze, which is so strict, and nevertheless, you cannot just put a post or a beam. Yet but if you have more wall than opening, that's considered an enclosure. Mavaya street, a street that is permitted with a post and a beam. Surely you should be allowed to yet over there. By a chatzar, we follow the edict of Oymid meruba ala paritz, and surely by a mavi, where it's so lenient, all you need is a post on the fourth side you can carry, surely if you have more wall than opening, surely it's considered enclosed. That's what I was saying here. But no, maybe chatzar has another leniency, and because chatzar has another leniency, we can allow you to rely on Oymid meruba, but mavi does not have that leniency, and we won't allow you. What's the story? Ma'al chatzar, but you know what, by chatzar, that she came by a chutz. If you have a breach in one of the sides that's up to 10 amas, it's not a problem. We'll treat it as if it's an opening. When it comes to a street, we are much more machmir, and we say that it's not that 4 amas is no good. Only 4 tfachim is the maximum breach we allow. Now, where does that come from? We learned before that you can have the side of a mavi, you know, a breach as well. We'll soon see the Gemara who says that, Savhunu says that. That by a mavi, the maximum breach that is allowed is only 4 tfachim. And therefore, if it's only allowed, it's 4 tfachim. So we see there's a massive chumrah by mavi, that the maximum breach can only be 4 tfachim. So maybe having more wall than opening is not good enough by when it comes to mavi. Says the Gemara, Kesavah, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna should disagree with that sentiment of Rav Huna. He holds that a mavi, also the breach of a mavi is no different than a chatzah tenamas. Mavi nami pirtzase ba'esed. He holds the breach of a mavi. Because the machlek is mafarshim when he said four, means four amas or four tfachim. But either way, Rav Huna b'rei Rav Shua holds that it's 10 amas. And because he holds that it's 10 amas, therefore there's no stringency by mavi that you don't have a chatzah. So we go back to kal v'chomer. A chatzah which is so strict you cannot rely on a post. And yet if there's more wall than opening, we say it's treated as if there's an entire wall there. And then surely by a mavi which is so lenient you can rely on a post in the front or to have a beam going across, surely you can rely on this din that Oymid meruba ala paritz is considered an enclosure. So if you have 4 amas wall and 3 amas of opening, it's considered enclosed. Says the Gemara, let me ask you a question. Sorry? Everybody all right? You want to ask a question? No. Okay. Says the Gemara, Leman Kamrinan. Who are we saying this? Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua over here, where this whole discussion, this whole Gemara about having that 4 amas wall came from Rami Bar Chama in the name of Rav Huna. So we're actually following Rav Huna. If we're following Rav Huna, then Rav Huna is the one who says 4 tfachim. So how can you tell me but Rav Huna Yeshua holds personally 10 amas? But Rav Huna Yeshua is explaining Rav Huna. and therefore he has to follow Rav Huna's opinion that it's only four tefachim. So how can he come along and say, this is what Rav Huna said, that if you have a wall on the fourth side, if it's four amas wall and three amas opening, it's as if it's closed. How can he say that Rav Huna is saying that when Rav Huna holds that a breach is four tefachim? So according to Rav Huna, you no longer have a kavul chaimer from chatzir, because he holds a mavi is stricter than a chatzir, because a breach by a mavi is four tefachim, while a breach by a chatzir is ten amas. So that's not a problem. You know why? First of all, that's a question. The man coming in, who are we talking about here? The Rav Huna. Well, Rav Huna pits us in Bedalus. Rav Huna is the one who says that a breach in a mavi of four tefachim ruins it. The Gemara says, what's the problem? Rav Huna, Bereya, Rav Yeshua, time of the Nafshe Kamar. Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua is actually giving his own opinion, even though he's starting with the premise of Rav Huna, that a four-armor wall is treated as if it's a wall, and you need another lechi. But from there, he goes on to his own opinion that since a mavi needs a 10-armor thing, I learned from Chatzah that if it's 4 out of 7, then it's considered a closure. Rav Ashi says, I'll go further. You say 7 amas, I'll go further. I'm going to say, even if it's exactly 8 amas, if it's 8 amas and the wall is 4 amas, you don't need a lechi. Why not? Because manashech. Nami lo tzarech lechi, manashech. Even let's say it's very hard to measure exactly. If you're going to tell me that the 4 amas wall is not exactly 4 amas, maybe 4.1. So 4.1 is the majority of an opening. So therefore, again, we said before, I'm Ibn Rubal Aparis is all right. Nitiba Ibn Rubal Aparis. What happens if Paranav, let's say it's not exact, it's only 3.95, so it's actually less than half. If it's less than 4, we said before, that's a lechi. Nitiba Mishon Lechi. Mayam, what are you going to argue? The Shavu Tavayu. What are you going to argue? It's exactly 4x4. Kiadodi, right? If it's exactly 4x4, maybe you need another lechi because it's not more wall and it's 4 amas can't have a lechi. It can't serve as a lechi. Havel is suffik divreim. It's a suffik dirabanan. And the suffik divreim lahokum. Whenever it's a suffik dirabanan, we are lenient. And the Rishonim already discussed, we'll have the Gemara Sukkah and in other places, and everyone as well, about do we believe that people can actually be mitzamtzim to be exact and so on. Because we generally say a rule that you cannot be mitzamtzim exactly. But anyway, so he said, manashech, it's all right. Which I didn't really understand the Gemara. I never understood this Gemara. What do you mean manashech is all right? Just like you're not 100% sure about the 4 amas, neither can you be 100% sure about the 8 amas. If you cannot measure exactly. Maybe it's 8.2, not 8. Just like you're saying, maybe it's not 4, it's 3.9 or 4.1. You say, manashech, no, maybe it's 8.2. And if it's 8.2, and this wall is, let's say, 4.1, It's not enough. It's not Eimed Merubah, but it can be a lechi. So why are we only saying that the 4 is not exact? Maybe the 8 also is not exact. Not exactly sure. Okay, here starts a new Gemara, so we will continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Should we begin at...